practice sitting is giving ourself and the world the gift of this moment. Giving ourself the life of the universe that we partake of, that the universe partakes of us. Now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain. This moment which is in a way the opportunity to release self-centeredness that gets in the way of us, of our life, of the life of all that we meet. And we do it in the most simple way, because it is simple. It is in our moment functioning as being as we are, as we are, not with some ideal, but in the simple, ordinary seeing, hearing, sensing, or as we say, being just this moment, cognizing. And this is from the beginning what the Buddha taught. I've brought up before, and I'll bring it up today again, the very simple and straightforward instructions that the Buddha gave to Bahiya, when he said, you should train yourself thus. In the seen will be only what is seen. In the heard, just what is heard. In what is sensed, just what is sensed. In what is cognized, just what is cognized. Cognized meaning, if you want to say, the thinking, cognition. And he says, when you are practicing in this way, you will not be because of that. You will not be thereby, is another way to translate that word. When you're not because of that, you won't be in that, in therein. You could think of therein's, thereby, as therefores, as things that we add and assume to our seeing, hearing, sensing, thinking, things that we add and believe, and because of adding and believing, we therefore become justified in upset and anger and greed and various other forms of what we can call delusions or self-other stories. Self-other stories. Or as we say, self-centeredness that we become entangled and dream about. And then we miss what we always have. So we have to give ourselves the gift of what we always have is being just this moment. Not holding on to our stories of what this is, nor our stories of what else could be, what was, what should be, what shouldn't be. Because when we create and believe those, thereby's, therein, therefore's, when we dwell on them and use them to justify things, then we miss our very life. We miss this gift that we have and this gift that we could give to everyone we meet. This gift of every encounter that everyone gives us when they share life with us, when we share life with them. That's fundamentally what our practice opportunity is, whether we're sitting upright or we're in our daily life or we're with others or we're alone. To do what nurtures us to be right here, to take care of what's right here, or to do what serves us so that so-called complaints, should-haves, could-haves, self-stories can be released, whether in the practice where Joko suggested, thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, especially as an opportunity to notice where we are grasping after complaints, or Bodhisattva's vow, or various other forms, in order to enable us to be the truth of what our life is. Not only the truth of our life, but the truth of the life of the universe that we share. Not because we figure it out. We don't have to figure anything out. All we have to do is forget our self-centeredness. Forget the self-centered thoughts and feelings that we want to hold on to them. We can't stop them from arising. But when they arise, we have to make the effort, find what's skillful so that we can let go of them, so that they can be forgotten. Of course, they'll be forgotten if we don't hold on to them. We don't have to make an effort to forget. We just cease holding and cease every time they arise, and we notice that. Every time we have self-talk about could-haves and should-haves and he and she and they, whether it's nearby or some past story or some future story about what will be. In a way, this week is Thanksgiving week, and that's a good time, even though it's very ordinary and everyone says you should have gratitude and be thankful, and yet, being thankful is the opportunity to notice where we're not willing to be thankful. What this moment we want to complain about rather than be where we are. How we don't see that the opportunity of experiencing right now everyone and everything that we encounter as they are, and finding what's skillful to do, what's necessary to do, in order to embrace this moment, in order to take good care of this moment. Even these moments which are difficult, where especially our habits of self-centeredness arise without us noticing it. Nothing wrong with it arising. Oh, you want pumpkin pie? I'm sorry, we only have apple pie for dinner tonight. Oh. How do we respond to the circumstance as is? And how do we take care of when self-centeredness arises in the form of anger or arises in the form of fears? That's our practice. That's, in a sense, what we get to notice sitting upright. Being just this seen, heard, sensed, cognize, and noticing where we want to go because of this, because of that, not going there or releasing that when that comes up, is the opportunity to end our suffering and the suffering of others, the end, let go of unsatisfactoriness of any moment of the universe, and be right here, be, as the Buddha says, the end of dukkha. Thank you.